school. Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Up to bat for the Hammerheads, we have Javier Sanoja, Po Yun Chin, the fastball inside. Sanoja with a single hit to second base, but out by the Marauders. Great defense.
The catcher for the Hammerheads, number 27, Yan Mercado.
Up next for the Hammerheads, we have Juan Marciado, number 27. Curveball just over the plate. Count now 0-1. Foul tip. Count is 1-1. Marciado setting up. Big swing and a miss. Count now 1-2. Count is now 2-2. And Castillo is struck out by Po Yun Chin. So as we go to the bottom of the order, Javion Cody, number 7 for the Hammerheads. Curveball called a strike. Po Yun Chin setting his feet at the mound. And that's a fastball inside. The count is now 1-2. A big swing and a miss by Cody, and he is out. So the score remains the same, 3-1, as we go into the fifth inning.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what? Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are back with your Palm Beach Cardinals broadcast of the Jupiter Hammerheads today. Up to bat for the Marauders, number 6, Wyatt Hendry. Chris Mokma, fastball inside. Count is 0-1. Hendry setting his feet. Double to right field, as they call that foul. So Hendry will be coming back. Count is 0-2 as we wait for everyone to get set back up into their places. The stands are filling up as it usually does on a Saturday. As we've got two games, this game and then another game right after it, doubleheader Saturday for our Jupiter Hammerhead fans today. Chris Mokma, wild pitch outside, count 1-2. Hendry, 35 hits. Oh, I'm sorry. 8 hits, 4 runs on the season as he gets another one here. Shortstop to first baseman, and he is safe at first. Shortstop got that off just a little late. So, with Hendry on first, we've got Juan Jerez, third baseman, up to bat for the Marauders. Big swing and a miss by Juarez. Mokma looking for his signal. Runner on first. Big swing and a miss by Juarez, but it looks like his bat caught the tip of it. Count is 0-2. Top of the fifth. Mokma winding up. That pitch was in the dirt, but the catcher jumped on top of it for any movement. Count is 1-2. Mokma winding up. Foul tip.
Mm-hmm.
1-2 the count. Mokma waiting on his signal. Kicking a swing. Count is now 2-2. Still got a runner on first for the Marauders. Trying to capitalize here. Breaking ball just outside the plate. Count is full. And that call was overturned by the ABS. So Juarez is out. Up next, we've got number 27, Jacob Goldfarb, coming up the bat for the Marauders. Big swing and a miss by Goldfarb. Marauders still have a runner on first. Count is 1-0. Goldfarb with a nice hit. And that's out.
The right fielder, 26, Randy Romero.
So as we go to our next hitter for the Marauders, we've got Randy Romero. Still got Hendry on first base for the Marauders. Juarez hit out. Goldfarb hit out. Romero trying to make something happen for the Marauders here. With a runner on first. Breaking ball inside. Count is 1-1. With two outs. Foul tip by Romero. Mokma coming up on 65 pitches now. An ERA of 3.62. Four strikeouts on the day. So definitely going to work on the Marauders. Curveball outside. Count is 2-2. Mokma. Base hit by Romero to shortstop. Out at first. And we will go to the bottom of the fifth. We will be right back with your Cardinals Radio.
Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
are back with your Cardinals Radio. Sean Tomlinson here, as we are at the bottom of the fifth, going to the top of the order for the Hammerheads, with Khalil Watson. Curveball just outside the plate. Count 1-0. Another curveball just outside the plate. Count now 2-0. By Po Yo Chen. Foul tip by Watson. Count is now 2-1 as you hear the fans running, trying to get themselves a souvenir ball out here at Roger Dean Stadium. Ooh, big swing and a miss by Khalil Watson. Count now 2-2. Po Yun Chen winding up. Ooh, and Watson is out with another big swing and a miss. Po Yun Chen using that fastball right over the plate. Put Watson away. Up next for the Hammerheads, we have Jose Salas, number 12. And it looks like the Hammerheads are warming someone up in the bullpen, as Salas has a big hit, but is caught in the left fielder. So he will be out. Up next, for the Hammerheads, we have Kyler Castillo, right fielder. As soon as we get a number on that pitcher, we can give you an update on who's coming in for the Hammerheads next inning. Castillo with a breaking ball inside, count 0-1. Po Yun Chen caught Castillo looking, so the count is now 1-1. Base hit to third baseman, and Castillo is out. So we will be back at the top of your sixth inning with the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Bradenton Marauders. With your Cardinals Radio, with your Jupiter Hammerheads broadcast today. We're at the top of the sixth with the score Jupiter Hammerheads 3, Bradenton Marauders 1. Got Luke Brown up to bat for the Marauders, as we did have a pitching change come in for the Hammerheads. Get that info for you in just 1 second. Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like we still have Chris Mokma pitching for the Hammerheads. But the Hammerheads are warming someone up, so we will be seeing someone come into the game real soon. Foul tip by Brown. Mokma coming up on 70 pitches on the day. 5.0 IP. 4 strikeouts. Making good work of these Murata hitters. Breaking ball inside. Count is now 3-2. Foul tip by Brown. It looks like the Marauders are also warming someone up in the bullpen, so looks like we'll have 2 pitching changes coming up here soon as Luke Brown walks to first. Going to the top of the order for the Marauders, we've got Mike Jarvis, shortstop, coming up next. And it looks like the Hammerheads will be making a pitching change now. As we've got
the bullpen is sponsored by Courtyard, Palm Beach Music.
As we got Chris Mokma, 73 pitches, 44 strikeouts on the season. He will be coming out. And that looks like number 25.
Now the game. And on hill number 22, from Adena, Minnesota, Tyler Eckberg.
And that is 22, Tyler Eckberg, coming up to pitch for the Hammerheads now. Chris Mokma having a great day for the Hammerheads, leading them to what we can almost guarantee is victory here, as the lead is 3-1. Tyler Eckberg coming in.
Would you please begin to line up right down the concourse area?
Eckberg required as an undrafted free agent in 2021. Coming to make his mark on the Jupiter Hammerheads today. And as Eckberg warms up, we'll have Mike Jarvis coming up next. Jarvis with a .281 average on the day. No home runs on the season. See if he can change that today.
Our next for the Marauders, the shortstop, number 7, Mike Jarvis.
Marauders still have a runner on first. Jarvis setting his feet. Eckberg at the mound. Top of the sixth. The score is 3-1. Eckberg with a breaking ball inside. Count is 0-1. Eckberg winding up. Double hit by Jarvis. And it is caught by the outfielder. So we will be back. Oh, I apologize. No out. So Brandon Dixon will be coming up next. The first baseman for the Marauders. Ekberg with a wild pitch. The count is now 1-0. Dixon with one hit, zero runs on the day. Big swing and a mix by Dixon. The count is 1-1. Runner on first. Ekberg at the mound. Curveball just outside. Count is 2-1. As we have an ABS challenge, and that won't be a strike, that'll be a ball. So the count is now 3-1. Foul tip by Dixon. Full count, 3-2. Still got a runner on first for the Marauders. Ekberg at the mound, winding up. Dixon setting his feet. Ekberg with his first walk of the day. So now we've got runners on first and second. Jace Bowen, the second baseman, coming up next for the Marauders. Bowen with no hits, no runs on the day, coming in with an average of .224. Ekberg, curveball just outside the plate. Count is 1-0. Runners threatening. Ekberg winding. Base hit by Bowen. And he is out at first. So we will be back with the bottom of the sixth from your Jupiter Hammerheads. And we are back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast of your Jupiter Hammerheads broadcast today. Osiris Johnson up to bat for the Hammerheads, and he is out with a quick hit and out. We've got a pitching change for the Marauders. Number 29, Johan Montero, coming in for the Marauders. Johnson hit out. Up next, we have Christian Rodriguez, third baseman. Big swing and a miss by Rodriguez. Count is 0-1. Another big swing and a miss by Rodriguez. Count is now 0-2. Breaking ball inside. Count is now 1-2. Looks like the pitch just got away from Montero as it almost hits the batter. Count is now 1-2. Base hit the first baseman. And Rodriguez is out. So with two outs. Up next, we've got Zach Zubia for the Hammerheads. Breaking ball inside. Count now 1-0. Big swing and a miss by Zubia. Count now 1-0. Montero making quick work of these Hammerhead hitters. Breaking ball inside. Count now 2-1. Breaking ball inside by Montero. The count is now 3-1 with two outs. Montero winding up. No runners on base. Count now full at 3-2. Foul tip by Montero. I'm sorry, Zubia. Fastball by Montero. Montero winding. Curveball just outside the plate. And Zubia will walk to first. Up next, we got Javier Sanoha for the Hammerheads. Sanoha, zero hits, zero runs on this, on the day. Let's see if we can change that. Breaking ball inside. Count now 1-0. Foul tip by Sanoha. Run on first. Montero winding up. Curveball inside. Count now 2-1. Montero with another fastball just outside the plate. Looks like the Marauders are taking a timeout. So we will be back in just one moment.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad.
And we're back. Sanoa with a big hit, but it's caught in the outfield by the Marauders. So we will go into the seventh. The score now, 3-1, Jupiter.
At council.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we are back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio of your Jupiter Hammerheads broadcast. As we go to the top of the seventh, coming out to bat for the Marauders is Rodolfo Nolasco. Tyler Ekberg at the mound for the Hammerheads. Fastball inside. Count now 0-1. Curveball just outside the plate. Count now 1-1. Big swing and a miss by Rodolfo. Count now 1-2. Pitches up and high. Count now 2-2. Rodolfo with a nice double hit. Ball's in the outfield as Rodolfo runs to second and will stay there. Coming up next for the Marauders, we have Wyatt Hendry. Tyler Ekberg at the mound. Hendry setting his feet. Big swing and a miss by Hendry. Count is now 0-1. Marauders have a runner on second. Ekberg checking the runner. Single hit by Hendry to put his runners at third and first. Up next for the Marauders, we have Juan Juarez.
The third baseman number 10, Juan Juarez.
With runners threatening for the Marauders, the Hammerheads have to be very careful about how they approach this next inning. Ekberg will be looking to strike out and get as many outs as he can without having his runners go wild. Breaking ball inside. The count is now 1-0. Juarez setting his feet. Ekberg at the mound. Catcher throws a wild pitch to third baseman, but he is safe. Runners on first and third for the Marauders, trying to get on the scoreboard again. Ekberg at the mound, winding up. Curveball just outside. Count is now 3-0. Ekberg winding up at the mound. Runners threatening. Curveball. Inside over the plate. Count is now 2-2. Ball tipped up. Caught by the center fielder of the Hammerheads. So we have got our first out of the inning for the Marauders. Up next for the Marauders at bat will be Jacob Goldfarb. As the clouds come back in over the stadium, got a nice cool overcast day at Roger Dean. Fastball just outside the plate for Goldfarb. The count is 1-0. Breaking ball inside. The count is now 2-0. Marauders still have runners on first and third, threatening for home. Ekberg at the mound. Fastball just over the plate. Count is now 2-1. Goldfarb with a foul tip. Goldfarb coming in with an average of .281. Trying to increase that average here today with a nice big hit to bring his runners home. Big swing and a miss by Goldfarb, and he is out. Up next for the Marauders, we have number 26, Randy Romero. Romero's average is .211. Also looking to bring that average up here today with two runners on home. Curveball inside. Count now 0-1. Base hit to shortstop. Shortstop to second, and he's out. As the Marauders run home from third base. But they will be out. So that will be the top of the bottom of the seventh, and we will be back. Welcome back to Palm Beach Cardinals Radio with your Jupiter Hammerheads broadcast. This is Sean Tomlinson. And with that last hit in the seventh inning, it looks like the Jupiter Hammerheads will walk away with the win today, at least on the first game of this two-game doubleheader. Looks like they're cleaning off the field. Everyone's high-fiving. We'll take a few minutes in between, and we'll let you know when the second game is coming up. Stay tuned on Palm Beach Cardinals Radio.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast of the Jupiter Hammerheads. This is your host, Sean Tomlinson, and we are ready to get underway of game two of the doubleheader here of the Bradenton Marauders versus the Jupiter Hammerheads. It appears that the Jupiter Hammerheads have switched uniforms and gone with their black jerseys with the red lining, white pants, and black socks, as the Bradenton Marauders will stay in their all grays. Just about to get started here in just a few minutes. They've given out the first pitches from a Girl Scout and a Boy Scout. It was super cute here at Roger Dean today. It is PBS night for all the kids and fans, so they'll have their favorite PBS players, their favorite PBS characters, here enjoying the night for a beautiful night of baseball. To get started, for the Marauders, we will have Justin Mees pitching, number 23. At the top of the order for the Marauders, Tusung Chang, second baseman. Number two, Mike Jarvis, shortstop. Number three, Rodolfo Nolasco, center fielder in the third spot. In the fourth spot, we have Jace Bowman. In the fifth spot, we have Alexander Mojica, first baseman, number 30. In the fifth spot, we have Juan Juarez, third baseman, number 10. The seventh spot, we've got Sergio Campana, right fielder, number 13. In the eighth spot, we have Luke Brown, left fielder, number 35. And in the ninth spot, we have Giovanni Plantchart. And that's for your Bradenton Marauders. As for your Jupiter Hammerheads, we will be starting off with Gabe Bierman as our starting pitcher. In the number one spot, Jose Salas, the shortstop. The number two spot, Khalil Watson, second baseman. In the third spot, Ian Lewis. Fourth spot, Osiris Johnson, center fielder. Fifth spot, Brady Allen. Sixth spot, Kyler Castillo. Seventh spot, Cameron Barstead. Eighth spot, Zach Zubia. Ninth spot, Jorge Calibero. Looks like both teams are on the field warming up. It's going to be a great night of baseball today as we're going into game two of our doubleheader. Game one, Jupiter Hammerheads walked away with a 3-1 victory, pulling their season wins to 18 wins, 13 losses, as the Marauders fall just short of 500 at 15 wins and 16 losses. Looks like the fans are all getting ready. Everyone's grabbing their snacks and drinks. So we will be right back as we prepare for the national anthem.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh.
On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
Good job, Lily. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to please rise and remove your caps. We honor America and honor servicemen and women who are serving our country, both here at home and overseas. This evening, our national anthem has been performed by Caitlin Cassiano.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars o'er the ramparts we watched with so gallantly shielded, and the rockets like lead, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag to them. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
A beautiful rendition of the national anthem as we get started here as our second game of the doubleheader of the day. We're going to start at the top of the first.
At second base, Khalil Watson.
With Tusung Cheng coming up first in the order for the Marauders. We'll be right back. Welcome to Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Broadcast. This is Sean Tomlinson bringing you game two of our doubleheader today. Song Che Cheng up to bat for the Marauders with the first hit and out caught by the shortstop. Great hit by the Marauders, but caught just in time for an out. Next person up the bat for the Marauders will be shortstop Mike Jarvis. Number 13, Gabe Bierman on the mound for the Hammerheads. Single hit by Jarvis. Caught by right fielder. And he is out.
Up next, the center fielder number 15, from Santa Domingo, Dominican Republic, Rodolfo Nolasco.
Number 15, Rodolfo Nolasco, coming up next for the Marauders. Top of the first, two outs. Breaking ball inside, count now 1-0. Breaking ball inside again by Bierman. Nolasco, count now 2-0. Curveball just outside the plate. 3-0. The count. Sun setting here at Roger Dean. No clouds in the sky. Fastball inside while looking. Count now 3-1. Bierman on the mound. No runners on base. Count now full at 3-2. And he will walk. Bierman thinking that was a strike, but it was a little high.
Number 2 from Northwood, Ohio.
Up next for the Marauders, we have Jace Bowman number two. Jace is the designated hitter on the lineup today. Big swing and a miss. Count now 0-1. Foul tip by Bowman. Fastball coming in from Gabe Bierman. Marauders with a runner on first. Ooh. Pitch was a little up in the face of Bowman. Count now 1-2. Fans disagreeing with that call. Bierman at the mound. Pitch outside. Outside the plate. Catcher had to dig in the dirt for that one. Count now 2-2. Bierman at the mound, winding up. Outside the plate. Count now full at 3-2. Bierman at the mound, winding up, receiving a signal from the catcher. Wild pitch by Bierman, and that's another walk for Bowman with two runners on base for the Marauders.
Alexander Mojica.
As we've got first baseman number 30, Alexander Mojica, coming up for the Marauders. Mojica number 30, two runners threatening on bases. Bierman winding, breaking ball inside. Count now 1-1. Mojica coming in with 16 hits, 7 runs on the season, an average of 195. Trying to increase that here today. Count now 2-1, breaking ball inside. Runners threatening. Bierman checking his runners. Great hit by Mojica. And that is out of here. As the Marauders will have three runners come in for a big score of 3-0 at the top of the first. And that's Nolasco, Bowman, and Mojica coming in for three RBIs, three scores for the Marauders. Up next for the Marauders is Juan Juarez. Juarez is hit and he is out. So we will go to some commercials and we will be right back with your Cardinals radio broadcast show.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No,
I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio of your Jupiter Hammerheads broadcast. This is Sean Tomlinson. We're at the bottom of the first. The score is 3-0 Bradenton. Jose Salas up to bat with a beautiful hit to outfield as he curves the bases and he stops at third and he is safe. Beautiful triple by Jose Salas to put his team right back in position to score after a dominating 3-0 start by the Marauders.
Second baseman number 3, Julio Watson.
Up next, batting for the Hammerheads, we have Khalil Watson. Watson with a big swing and a miss. Count is now 0-1. Another big swing and a miss by Watson. The count is now 2-0. Pitching for the Marauders is Justin Meese. Ooh, and another big swing and a miss by Watson, and he will be out. He's coming in to fill in that second position for the game two of this doubleheader. Foul tip by number 9, Mr. Ian Lewis, the third baseman of the Hammerheads. Meese coming in with a 3.26 ERA. Base hit by Lewis. And he'll round out at first as Salas brings it in home for the score. Score is now 3-1. Bradenton over Jupiter.
Number 4 from
Lewis with a great single hit.
Osiris Johnson.
Osiris Johnson. Center fielder is up to bat for the Hammerheads. Foul tip. Johnson setting his feet. Knees winding. Big swing and a miss. Count now 0-2. Justin Meese, number 23, 21 strikeouts on the season so far, make that 22. With 2 wins, 3 losses, trying to turn that around. Ooh, with the pitcher throwing to first baseman, trying to take out a Hammerhead runner here. Playing great defense by the Marauders. Foul tip by Johnson. Count now 1-2. Justin Mees drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2021. Trying to show off that arm speed. Beautiful hit by Osiris Johnson. But it is caught by the outfielder. So up next, we will have right fielder Brady Allen hitting for the Hammerheads.
Brady Allen.
Breaking ball inside. Count now 1-0. Brady Allen coming in with 21 hits, 12 runs for the season. Definitely a hitter for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Trying to see if he can use that to his advantage here against Justin Mees. Brady Allen with a great hit. Lewis turning the corner on bases. And that's caught out. So we'll go to the top of the second. Marauders up 3-1.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Cardinals radio broadcast of your Jupiter Hammerheads game. Up next to bat for the Marauders, right fielder number 13, Sergio Capanna. Bierman still at the mound. Showing bunt, but it's a strike. Count is now 0-1. Big swing and a miss by Capanna. Count is now 0-2. Beautiful day at the Dean. Wind blowing in just slightly. Hit by Capanna into the outfield. And he will be turning bases as they try to stop him at second. So Capanna stops at second as number 35, Luke Brown, comes up to bat for the Marauders.
Well, it's fielder number 35, Luke Brown.
Luke Brown, who was also a part of that game one doubleheader, had quite a few hits, two runs. Let's see if he can make an impact here in game two. Bierman at the mound. Brown setting his feet. Shows bunt. Catcher grabs it. And he's safe at first. With Capanna safe at third. So Brown shows bunt, gets it, and is off to first base. Coming up next, Giovanni Planchart. The catcher number 17 for the Marauders. Marauders with runners on first and third, threatening. Fastball right over the plate. Count now 0-1. It looks like Brown just stole for second as the catcher tried to throw that ball as fast as he could to that second baseman. No luck, though. So now we've got runners on second and third for the Marauders. Bierman on the mound. Curveball just outside the plate. Count now 1-2. Score is 3-1 Marauders. Threatening here. Curveball just outside the plate. Count now 2-2. A beautiful day at the Dean as the sun is setting in Abacoa, Florida. Bierman on the mound winding up. Big swing and a miss by Capanna, and he will be out. They challenge that. That's a ball. Well, the count's now 2-2. Bierman winding up. Curveball just outside the plate. Count is now full at 3-2. Last thing Bierman wants to do is walk him. So he's going to look to put this one away right now. And he walks. So the Marauders have bases loaded. As we go back to the top of the order with Sung Che Cheng. This is not a good position for the Hammerheads to be in right now. As they're on the mound taking a little timeout. Bases loaded. No outs and the score is 3-1. In Bradenton's favor. You got to play very smart baseball right now. Great defense. Try to see if we can get some of these runners out. Looks like the timeout is over and we will be resuming play. Song Che Ching coming up to bat for the Marauders. Bases loaded. Top of the second. Bierman on the mound winding up. Curveball just outside the plate. Count now 1-0. Just out for the plate. Count now 2-0. All of the bases are loaded. Everyone threatening. Curveball just outside. count now 2-1. Bierman waiting on his signal from his pitcher, from his catcher. Big swing and a miss by Cheng. Count now 2-2. Marauders have no outs. Bierman looking to take one here. Big swing and a miss by Cheng, and he is out. Up next, for the Marauders, we have number 7, Mike Jarvis, the shortstop. Jarvis was hit out in the last inning. See if he can make something happen here for his team. Fastball just over the plate. Count now 1-0. Base is still loaded. Curveball just outside. Count now 2-0. Jarvis setting his feet. Caught him while he was looking. Count now 2-1. Bierman got his catcher. Base hit, foul out. Good contact by Jarvis. Count now 2-2. Bierman waiting on his signal. Foul tip by Jarvis. And it looks like the Hammerheads are warming someone up in the bullpen. So let's see if we'll get a pitching change soon. Bierman still on the mound. Hit by and on a sweet double play by the Hammerheads. It looks like Not only did Jarvis get hit out, caught by the shortstop, but it looks like the shortstop threw it straight to the catcher, and the catcher pulled it off beautifully to get him out. Great double play by the Hammerheads. We'll be back, bottom of the second.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back at the bottom of the second with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Justin Mias back pitching for the Marauders. While we have number 17, Cameron Barstead, up to bat for the Hammerheads. Oh, no, I apologize. That's Kyler Castillo up to bat for the Hammerheads. Big swing and a miss by Castillo. Count now 3-2. Hammerheads able to fend off the Marauders from scoring last inning, but that doesn't stop them. It doesn't guarantee their win in the game, as far as the Marauders still have two more points than the Jupiter Hammerheads. But the Hammerheads are here to play, so let's see if they can pull out this win. Curveball just outside, and Castillo walks.
The Hammerheads catcher, number 17, from Redwood City, California, Cameron Barstead.
Cameron Barstead. Now up to bat for the Hammerheads. Big swing and a miss by Barstead. Count now 0-1. Mies at the mound. Big swing and a miss by Barstead. Count now 0-2. Barstead with a base hit. Runner safe at second and first. Great hit by Barstead.
The first baseman, number 25, from Texas, Richmond, Texas, Zach Zubia.
Zach Zubia. Up to bat for the Hammerheads. Big swing and a miss by Zubia. Count 0-1. Gonna challenge that.
That's a strike, overturned.
And it is overturned. That's a strike. So the count is now 0-2. Mies on the mound, a runner on first for the Hammerheads. Foul hit by Zubia. Count now 1-2. Ball a little too high. Zubia with a single hit at first. Runner at second. So Zubia putting his teammates in position with two runners on bases now. Coming up next for the Hammerheads, we have Jorge Cabello. Carbello left fielder, number 21, A big swing and a miss by him. Count now 0-1. Another big swing and a miss by
him. That follows a penalty. 0-2.
Corbello. 0-2 is the count. Foul tip by Corbello. Corbello setting his feet. Mies making sure to take a look at his runners. Before that, foul tip by Corbello. Justin Mies winding up. Count now 1-2. A little high over the plate. Runners threatening for the Hammerheads. Breaking ball inside. Count now 2-2. Foul tip by Corbello. Count still 2-2. With the score, Bradenton 3, Jupiter 1. Trying to take a runner out. And he is safe on the second ball. So it looks like Corbello is out. Off of a bad hit. Back to the top of the order. Jose Salas. Salas with a beautiful hit, but it's just caught, so we will go to the top of the third. Bradenton 3, Jupiter 1.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we are back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast with your Jupiter Hammerheads game. Game 2 of a doubleheader. Looks like the Hammerheads are still going to keep Gabe Bierman in number 13 for a little bit longer as we get ready for the top of the third. It looks like they are warming someone up over in the bullpen, but Bierman will get the start at the top of the third. Score is 3 Marauders, 1 Hammerheads. Top of the third as we go to Rodolfo Nolasco as he gets set to hit for the Marauders. Bierman winding up. Fastball just over the plate. Count is 0-1. Nolasco with a base hit. And he is out. Hit out by Nolasco. Coming up next for the Marauders, we have Jace Bolin. Bowen with a foul tip. Count 1-0. I'm sorry, 0-1. Bierman approaching 50 pitches on the day. An ERA of 4.32. It's a great position to be in for him. Bowen setting his feet. Wild pitch just outside the plate. The count is now 1-2. Bierman winding. Pitch just a little high. Count now 2-2. Bierman winding. Foul tip by Bowman. Count is still 2-2. Breaking ball inside. The count is now full at 3-2. No runners on base. Bierman winding. And Bierman gets a walk. So Bowen will walk to first base. As we have coming up next for the Marauders, Alexander Mojica.
The first baseman, number 30, Alexander Mojica.
Mojica coming in with one hit, one run, and 3 RBIs on the day so far. Let's see if he can continue this streak. Curveball outside the plate. Count is 1-0. Marauders have a runner on first. As Bierman tries to go for the runner, but he is safe at first. Bierman winding. And with a great double play from the Hammerheads, it looks like they were able to take out the runner, but it looks like the second baseman is down. And the trainers and his teammates are running over to help him. So we'll run the commercial break real fast and see if we can't get that sorted. We hope the Jupiter Hammerhead that's laying out on the field will be okay. But we'll be right back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. We are back. Looks like the second baseman was okay. He was able to pick himself up off the ground. Make sure I get that number right. It was actually the shortstop number 12, but he is feeling better and he's back up. So we will resume with play number 13, Bierman, throwing that pitch well over the catcher's head. Count now 2-1. Mojica still up to bat for the Marauders. Bierman winding. Curveball pitch just outside the plate. Count now 3-1. Bierman waiting on his signal from his catcher. No runners on base. Count now full at 3-2. Fastball just over the plate. Big swing and a miss by Mojica. And that'll take us out. Take us to the bottom of the third. We'll be back with your Cardinals radio broadcast.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And we are back with your Cardinals Radio. This is Sean Tomlinson. We are at the bottom of the third inning. Justin Meese on the mound for the Marauders. Khalil Watson at bat for the Hammerheads. Big swing and a miss by Watson. Count now 0-2. Breaking ball inside. Count now 1-2. Foul tip by Watson. Looks like that swing kind of took him off balance a little bit. See if he'll regroup on this one. Johnson with a base hit. Watson with a base hit to outfield as he stops and lands on first. Coming up next, after Khalil Watson, we have Ian Lewis, the third baseman. Meese taking advantage of Watson trying to steal, but couldn't get it in time. Watson safe at second. Justin Meese on the mound, winding up. Base hit by Luis, and it is good. Still in play. Khalil Watson scores as Meese turns the base and stops at second. With Watson's RBI, that brings a score from 3, Bradington, to 2, Jupiter Hammerheads. With a runner on second, Johnson shows bunt. And he's safe as Lewis advances to third.
The right fielder, number 33, Brady
Allen. Looks like they got Johnson. So a sacrificial bunt to get Lewis to third base, but all done for the sake of your team. Up next is Brady Allen, number 33 for the Hammerheads. Justin Meese. Curveball outside. Count now 1-0. Fastball just over the plate. Count now 1-1. And with a base hit by Allen, that brings Lewis in to score, tying the game. But not before Allen's taken out by the first baseman. So up next, for the Hammerheads, we have Kyler Castillo. Coming up to bat. Castillo with a big swing and a miss. Count now 1-1. Mies approaching now about 50 pitches. It's like he almost went all the way on that one. Castillo, count now 2-2. And that's a big swing and a miss by Castillo. So we'll be ending the third quarter and going into the top of the fourth. We will be back with your Cardinals radio broadcast.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast of the Jupiter Hammerheads as we go into the top of the fourth inning. The score is now tied 3-3. The Hammerheads have still Justin Bierman out there as he approaches 60 pitches. At bat for the Marauders is Juan Juarez, number 10. Bierman with a fastball. Count now 0-2. Foul tip by Juarez. Looks like we're getting some clouds back over the stadium. Nothing too dangerous, though, just providing the last bit of cover from the sun before it goes. Bierman breaking ball inside. Count now 1-2. Big swing and a miss by Juarez. And he is out. Up next for the Marauders will be Sergio Capano. Bierman with a curveball just outside the plate. Count now 1-0. Capano with one hit, zero runs on the day. Trying to change that as the call is just challenged. Count now 1-1. Foul tip by Capano. Count now 1-2. Bierman, 65 pitches on the day so far. 66, a little too high. Count now 2-2. Bierman winding up. A little too high. Count is full at 3-2. Bierman winding. And Campana is out. Up next for the Marauders, we have Luke Brown, left fielder, number 35. Brown with a big swing and a miss. And he's counting out 0-1. Base hit by Brown to outfield as he turns the bases, and he will stop at first. Up next for the Marauders, we have number 17, Giovanni Planchard. Planchard's the catcher for the Marauders. Number 13, Bierman, winding up. Caught him while he was looking. Count now 0-1. No runners on base. Foul tip by Planchard. Bierman winding. And that's out. Bierman making light work of these Marauder hitters. And we'll be back with the bottom of the fourth.
After 3.5 innings, game is tied.
Back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio. Looks like we still have Justin Mees up to pitch for the Marauders as we have Carmen Barstead coming in to bat for the Hammerheads. Barstead with a nice hit, but caught in the outfield just by the Jumbotron.
A nice first base.
He's out. Up next for the Hammerheads, we have Zach Zubia, number 25. Zubia with a big swing and a miss. Count now 0-2. Justin Mees winding. Count now 1-2. Pop hit. He is out. Caught by the shortstop. Pass to the first baseman. Just in time to take out Zubia. So Zubia out. Up next we have Jorge Cabello. Caballero with a nice hit into the outfield. But it is caught and he is out. So just like that, we will go to the fifth inning. And we will be back with your Jupiter Hammerheads.
Tonight's Kids Club Saturday. If you haven't signed up yet,
it's 4 a.m. Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Song Che Cheng is up in the order for the Marauders. Number 13, Gabe Bierman, still pitching for the Hammerheads. Looks like he moved just a little bit. Count now 1-1. Score is tied 3-3 at the top of the fifth. Marauders have lost their last 8 out of 10, including game 1 of the games today. Trying to pull out at least one victory here before the day's over. Bierman, curveball just outside the plate. Count now 2-2. Song Che Chen trying to make something happen for the Marauders here. Fastball just over the plate. Count full at 3-2. Bierman winding up. Foul tip by Cheng. Another foul tip by Cheng into the safety netting, making sure it doesn't hit any of our valuable fans. Bierman waiting on his signal from his catcher. Base hit to shortstop by Cheng. Shortstop to first baseman, and Cheng is out. So up next in the order for the Marauders, we have Mike Jarvis, shortstop. That one too low in the dirt. Count is 0-1. Jarvis with a nice hit into the outfield as it's caught by the left fielder. And he is out.
Fielder number 15, Rodolfo Nolasco.
Rodolfo Nolasco is up next for the Marauders. Breaking ball inside. Count 1-0. Bierman with 83 pitches on the day. Nolasco with a little shake. Count now 2-0. Bierman winding. Another little shake by Nolasco. Count now 3-0. No runners on base for the Marauders. Fastball just over the plate. Count now 3-1. And Nolasco walks. So up next for the Marauders, we have Jace Bowen.
Number 2, Jace Bowen.
Marauders have a runner on first. Pierman with a nice curveball inside. Challenge by the hitter.
That's a strike. Upheld. Count is 0-1.
Upheld by the ABS system. Bierman waiting on his signal from his catcher. Winding. Curveball just over the plate. Count now 1-1. Bowen setting his feet. Runner threatening. Bierman with the windup. Big swing and a miss by Bowen. Count now 1-2. Bierman. Wild pitch. The count now 2-2. His catcher going in the dirt for it. Hammerheads have been showing someone warming up in the bullpen all night, but they still have faith in Bierman as he's not come out the game yet. Big swing and a miss by Bowman, and that is out. So we will go to the bottom of the fifth. Score still tied 3-3. We'll be back.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Bottom of the fifth. Justin Mees still on the mound for the Marauders, while we have Jose Salas up to bat for the Hammerheads. Breaking ball inside. Count now 1-2. Just a little too high. Breaking ball inside. Count now 2-2. Fastball inside. Count 3-2. Salas is hit right to the first baseman, and he is out. Up next is Khalil Watson, second baseman. Looks like Watson took a nasty hit trying to get a fly ball earlier, but he's in the lineup, he looks good, and he's hitting. So all signs point to a speedy recovery. Mees breaking ball inside. Count 1-0. Pop-up hit by Watson. Caught by the outfielder, and he's out. So up next, we have Ian Lewis, the third baseman for the Hammerheads. Lewis with a nice pop-up hit, but it's fouled out as the fans scurry and race to try to get that one. Flew up just over the netting. Justin Mees still on the mound. No one warming up for the Marauders bench. So it may just be Justin the whole game. We'll see. No runners on base for the Hammerheads. Two outs. Count is now 1-1. Base hit to shortstop, and we are out. We're going to the top of the sixth now. Score still tied at 3-3. We'll be right back.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio with your Jupiter Hammerheads broadcast. We are back at the top of the sixth. The score is 3-3. And we've had such an exciting game here so far. A lot of double plays, a lot of missed action. Score is still tied. Mojica Alexander, number 30, is up to bat for the Marauders. Foul tip. Count is 0-1. Looks like we do have a pitching change for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Number 34, Yolan Quinones, is on the mound now, coming from Venezuela as an international free agent in 2017. He may just be here trying to make a mark for himself before he enters in the big leagues, as he strikes out Moreca and brings in Juan Juarez up to bat for the Marauders. Juarez with a big swing and a miss. Count now 0-1. Another big swing and a miss by Juarez. Quinones, number 34, waiting on his catcher. Breaking ball just outside the plate. Count now 1-2. Pop up ball by Juarez, as the catcher catches it and he is out. So up next for the Marauders, we have Sergio Campana. Yolan Quinones with an ERA of 4.91. Trying to finish out the game for the Hammerheads on this Saturday doubleheader. Campana, count 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Count now 1-1. Yolan really using that fastball to his advantage. A little flinch by Campana. Count now 2-1. Yola winding. Breaking ball inside. Count now 3-1. Quinones waiting on his signal from his catcher. Scapana adjusts his glove, make sure he's all set up to go. Quinones winding. Foul tip by Capana. Count full at 3-2. Quinones winding. And Capana will walk. So as Capana walks the first base, we've got our next hitter coming up, number 35, Luke Brown. Brown with two hits. No runs on the day. See if he can change that here. Quinones. Breaking ball inside. Count is 1-0. Quinones winding up. Wild pitch. And the runner will take advantage of it as he steals second and will stay there. Swapping out balls here. Quinones winding. Brown setting his feet. A runner on second, threatening. Pitch just in the dirt. Count now 2-1. Brown with a great hit, but not enough as it's caught in the outfield. We'll be back with the bottom of the sixth inning right now.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast with your Jupiter Hammerheads broadcast. Game two of our doubleheader today. As we go into the bottom of the sixth inning, the score is still tied 3-3. Justin Meese still on the mound for the Marauders, as they do have someone warming up in the bullpen. Osiris Johnson with a big hit. Also a big catch by their shortstop, so he's out. Coming up next, after Johnson, will be Brady Allen. Big hit by Johnson. Floated in the air beautifully. Just wish it would have missed this mitt. Brady Allen with another big hit as he comes in and stops at first base. Just what his team needed at the right time. Kyler Castillo coming up next for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Meese with a breaking ball inside. Count now 1-0. Meese with another breaking ball inside. Count now 2-0. This will be Castillo's third time at bat. Trying to see if he can impact his team in a positive way just one more time before the game's over. Might make it two. Knees winding. Castillo flinched a little. Count is now full at 3-2. And the Marauders do have someone warming up in the bullpen, so we will see a pitching change here soon. Castillo with a nice hit into the outfield, but caught off the mitt of the shortstop just when he thought he had it. So up next for the Hammerheads, we have Cameron Barstead.
Now back to the catcher, number 17, Cameron Barstead.
This will be Barstead's third time up to bat as well. Big swing and a miss by Barstead. Count now 0-1. Justin Meese just hitting 80 pitches now. Seems like 80 is the median number for a lot of these guys in the single A. Barstead setting his feet. Meese on the mound. Foul hit. Count now 1-2. Hammerheads have a runner on first. Barstead setting his feet. Had a loose ball on the field. Trying to get that cleared up before we resume play. Curveball just up. Count now 2-2. Knees. Barstead with a homer. Foul tip. Thought he was just inside the lines, but looks like he hit it just over there by the foul line. He'll come back to the mound, to the plate. Excuse me, try to do it one more time. Curveball up and high, up and around. Count still 3-2. Hammerheads have a runner on first. Knees winding. And a big swing and a miss by Barstead. And that will take us to the top of the seventh. The score is still tied 3-3. We'll be back.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast with your Jupiter Hammerheads radio. This is Sean Tomlinson coming to you from the top of the seventh inning as we have another pitching change for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Number 19, Jake Strand from Cincinnati, Ohio, acquired in the ninth round of the 2021 draft. Will be coming in to hopefully finish out the game for the Hammerheads. As we go into the seventh inning, Giovanni Planchart will be kicking things off as he's hitting for the Marauders. Top of this inning. Ooh. Strand with a loose pitch there. Almost hitting Planchart. Count is 1-0. Jake Strand, number 19, coming in with an ERA of 4.26. Looking to improve on that here the rest of this game. Planchart setting his feet. Nice curveball by Strand. Count now 2-1. Strand mounting. Wild pitch. Count now 3-1. base hit by Planchard. Shortstop to first baseman, and he is out. So we'll go back to the top of the order for the Marauders with Song Che Cheng, number five. Strand waiting on his command from his catcher. Fastball just inside. Count now 1-0. No runners on base. The lights are on and the wind is blowing. And a low base hit by Chang, only to be caught by Strand and ran into first base, so he is out. Which will bring up our next hitter for the Marauders, which will be Mike Jarvis, number 7. This will be Jarvis's 4th time at bat. No hits, no runs. Trying to change that now. Strand with a breaking ball inside. Count now 1-0.
Call is overturned. Count is 0-1.
Sorry, the count was overturned. So count is now 0-1. Jarvis with a nice hit to outfield, but will stop at first base before the shortstop can toss it into the first baseman. So with Jarvis on first.
Center fielder, number 15, Rodolfo
Nolasco will come in to bat for the Marauders. Jake Strand winding up. Fastball just over the plate. Count 0-1. The Marauders do have a runner on first. As Strand tries to take him out, but is unsuccessful. Nolasco setting his feet. Catcher giving the command. Big swing and a miss by Nolasco. Jake Strand using that fastball just over the plate. Count now 0-2. Strand winding. Jarvis just stole second off the catcher. He's trying to throw it to that second baseman, but wasn't fast enough. So with Jarvis on second, threatening, Strand winding, Nolasco setting his feet. Curveball just outside the plate. Count now 2-2. Nolasco setting his feet. Runner on second, threatening. Here's the windup. Base hit the third baseman. Third baseman tosses it to first baseman. And he is out. So we'll go into the bottom of the 7th. Score still tied 3-3. We'll be back.
With organist Gladys Goodick as she plays Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Thank you.
Ryan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar...
Welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio with your Jupiter Hammerheads broadcast. This is Sean Tomlinson. As we go into the bottom of the seventh, it looks like we have a pitching change for the Marauders. Yanor Tebow will be finishing it off, number 41, international free agent from 2019 out of the Dominican Republic. Looks like he'll be finishing out the game for the Marauders. Count is now 1-2 with Zach Zubia up to bat for the Hammerheads. Base hit by Zubia. Takes off for first. It's a great hit. Up next, we have Jorge Caballero coming up next. A little pop hit by Caballero as the pitcher tries to run in and take him out off of his own pitch.
The shortstop, number 12, Jose Salas.
Well, I'm pretty sure he got him. So we're going back to the top of the order with Jose Salas, number 12. And all that commotion, seems like Zubia stole second.
Pitch running at second base, number 7, J.D. Ampudi.
Looks like fans and the umpires are having a disagreement. The umps will meet together to talk about that last call. Salas, count 0-0. With one out, score still tied 3-3 at the bottom of the seventh. Let's see which team wants it more. So it looks like Salas was hit with the ball, and it looks like he'll walk the first. So as Salas walks the first, Zubia stolen second.
Khalil Watson.
It'll take us to Khalil Watson, second baseman. Yanor Tebow, foul tip by Watson, count now 0-1. Runner on first and second for the Hammerheads as they look to close this game out. Watson with a base hit to first baseman as he's safe. And that is game. Looks like the Jupiter Hammerheads took out and cleared this game. Two wins today. a great day and a great game for the Hammerheads. It looks like with three walk-off runs, they'll take this one home as well. So we'll be right back with your post-game show.
For over 40 years, one day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast post-game show. Post-game of both games, actually. Game 1 and Game 2 of our doubleheader today. Let's start with Game 1. Where the Jupiter Hammerheads beat the Bradenton Marauders 3-1 in 7 innings. Game 2, Jupiter Hammerheads beat the Bradenton Marauders 4-3, with Bradenton getting 5 hits and 3 runs, Jupiter pulling out 7 hits and 4 runs to complete the day. Looks like the winning pitcher will be Quinones. The hit, winning hit was Salas by Thibault. Fielding Jarvis with 7. Batting for the Hammerheads, it was second baseman Lewis, third baseman Salas, Allen, and an RBI Allen, 16. Lewis with 3. For Bradenton, Capanna, second baseman, Mojica, Brown with 2, Capano with 2, Mojica with 4, and Mojica with 3 RBIs, giving him 11 on the season. Runners left out in scoring position were 2, Nolasco and Brown. And they had 6 team losses at bat. We'll be back again tomorrow at 12 for another great day of baseball here at Roger Dean. Thank you so much for listening and have a good night.